Okay, you guys, Ralph Havens and Leslie Plattner here.
Hey,
And
Ralph.
hey, Leslie, so good to see you. And we have a really special edition of our podcast, When Doctors Have No Answers. And it goes beyond that. So, Leslie, we were talking off screen before, and what do you see the direction of this of what's going on for today? I'll just leave it like that because you had perfect words, and we're going to do something really special, a healing for people. So if you need help, if you've got some problems going on right now, this is titled How to Be Happy When You're Not Happy, and there's more to that, but tell us a little bit, Leslie.
Well, Ralph and I were talking about a lot of situations in the world that could cause a lot of angst and discomfort and anxiety, and whether it's physical things we're dealing with, or health concerns, or what's going on in the world politically. There's a lot to be anxious about, and people are struggling. And Ralph and I have both had experiences of really being in situations that were making us unhappy and having to learn how to be happy anyway. And so I guess that's what we were talking about, how to tap into the possibility of the inner peace that can happen. Even if nothing changes, you can get to a state of peace. And we were talking about how, say, like I went through, he went through losing everything. Where are we going to live? What's going to happen? That could create a lot of trauma, anxiety, stress, sleeplessness, guilt, fear. And yet there's like those things do fall into place. He and I are both testimony to those things do fall into place, but you get through them. Things can change in an instant, but you can be left with discomfort and blocked energy and pain that stays with you if you don't figure out what does it take to be happy? What does it take to let go of that blocked energy and all of the negative emotions that are related with it? So I guess that's where we were going to start, and talking about matrix energetics as a way to do that, meditation, peace process. There's a lot of different ways to get the energy moving again. And then be inspired and have the heart open. Oh my gosh, when the heart is open, we learn how to keep your heart open. You can just be in bliss and happiness, even if nothing changes. So I guess that's where we were.
That's where we are. And we're going to do a healing thing for you if you're watching now or live or later. And you can notice what you notice and notice what's different and test this for yourself. And when I was having my really tough times back in second one of numerous times, but I had recovered from a serious injury where I couldn't run for 2 years, and I figured that out. But through a whole bunch of stuff, we ended up in the Northwest, and but we were dealing with really tough times again. And that's when we slept outside for a long time and went through a lot of money and a lot of problems and a lot of like what happened to my life kind of thing. And my wife said, "You have got to be happy." And so I knew she was right, because but I was like, "Man, but look at what we did to our lives." And but I figured I started going down this road of finding this inner space of happiness first, and then it led me to things to do in the world. And I've always been a healer, a physical therapist. I got to do my work in an even bigger way. So there was some unexpected miracles that showed up out of that. And along the way, I met Leslie, and then heard her story of some of the stuff that some of the loss and stuff that people shouldn't have to go through. And but it kind of led her down this path. And there is a way to find where that unhappiness is. Because we've all had this experience of you get what you want, but then you're still not happy. And so even people that make a lot of money and that are really famous, you see it all the time, the drug addictions, the suicides among people that look like they have everything. And so the key we found is to go here first and heal whatever this is in here. And then you get to go do what you want, what you're here to do, and be who you're here to be. And along the way, we're not getting rid of all problems, you're just getting different problems. You know, when you solve certain problems, other parts of life show up. And if you're here first, healed and working on this, this is what we feel is the most important. Because right now it is the most troubling times. If you're reading any of the stuff that's going on in the world, whatever side of these issues you're on, it's beyond unsettling. And so we have a way to help you heal. And we're going to do a little bit in a bit, and you can have an experience. Yeah, anything else you want to say before we start? I've got stories I can tell about different people. You know, life does get better when you heal this stuff. And I can talk about some of our people in our world that have shared and like us to share their stories. It's not just about being happy and still living with an awful circumstance. There's
right. And it's not spiritual bypassing. People sometimes say, oh, you're just doing spiritual bypassing. It's not that. It's really figuring out how to heal where the experiences and the traumas that you've had have made you believe certain things and have certain really negative coping mechanisms sometimes. But underneath all of that, underneath the emotions, there's the relationship between that and your body. And somehow, who knows how, we've discovered that. And so many books are full of the same message, that the pain is the way, the pain is the key for opening the door. And it's not spiritual bypassing. It's really learning to be present with what is and bring your awareness there. And that allows these patterns to be freed up. And just the willingness to have a different experience sometimes opens the door. So thank goodness we've discovered these different methods.
Yeah, and thank you for Richard Bartlett for Matrix Energetics and Christopher Nicholson for the peace process. But that actually came from spiritual practices that are thousands of years old. David R. Hawkins and Michael A. Singer and Eckhart Tolle and Buddha and Jesus. One of the, and life does get better on the outside. And some things, so that's been our experience. Like, as I look back on my life, it's incredible what I've got. And you know, it's not just affirmations. Like, I really love my life, like my wife and my kids. It's beyond anything I ever dreamed of, and other things that have come true. And yet we also have people that have very tangible financial gains from this. So it's like, you can get things in life.
Mm-hmm.
You got to clear this first. I'd like to do this. That's my experience. I'd like to do this. We invite people to just notice what they notice that's different after hanging out with me and Leslie. And what do you think, Leslie? Should we just do a little something and help them? Yeah. Or okay.
Yeah, I would love to do Richard Bartlett's Matrix Energetics, the way he would talk about creating a magic circle, because he would talk about using your right brain and trusting the symbols and ideas that come to you. And I just like the magic circle. So if we could put, for everyone who's watching, whenever they're watching, everything that you want, that you know, and that you don't know, creating a circle. And when I do this, I always feel, does the circle just come together, or is there some kind of a block to it coming together? So just opening to the possibilities of having your greatest desires fulfilled so that you really can do what you're here to do. That all the pain can be transmuted into some kinds of gifts, greater capacity. Okay, there. So the circle came together. And I always like to call on guides, angels, ancestors, healers, helpers, teachers, holy ones, the power of the Holy Spirit, the divine messengers, whoever, your own higher self, to be present to help you open to new possibilities. So that feels like there's that sacred space, that field of potential, the heart field.
Yeah, so of all the possibilities, in all the possibilities, how about this one?
And then testing with the matrix method that Richard gave us, I came up with parallel universes. So the idea there's always those aspects of you that exist in other dimensions or universes that are way beyond where you are. So just allowing those to help us, to inspire us, to give us information, ahas, ideas, new ways of looking at things.
This is awesome. So you might be noticing stuff. You might be not. You might have already clicked off and we're not even talking to you anymore. Or or you might still be here and feeling something. And
I feel the energy opening up. I'm just following. I feel, woo, energy opening up for everyone.
Me too.
Beautiful. And I got time travel. So we'll time travel to the future. For everybody, it would be different when that would be. But just to that place where you already have what you want and know what you need to know and are operating from a different system, a different awareness, and just connect you. I love the idea that there's no time. So just connecting you now to then, or all of us, from now to that time in the future, so we can experience it. And then there's the feeling of like flowers opening and blossoming, like reaching that point of fruition. The possibility of really bringing your gifts and talents into the world in the right time, in the right way, and having faith that that is what is happening. You know, sometimes the gardener has to prune the branches. And that might not feel very good, but it helps to produce more fruit. So whatever's needed, just being able to accept that life is for us and that we can fulfill our destinies.
And then if you like, just take one hand and just very lightly touch it somewhere on your chest.
I'm going to touch my jaw.
Yeah. And you can always touch another spot and another spot. Yeah. So it'll be really cool to hear what you notice. This will be on Spotify and YouTube and Rumble and all the different places and Facebook. Yeah, and you can play it again and then just be in this space, if you like, with me and Leslie. And every once in a while, just start to touch the spot that you notice. And then notice what's different in the physical world. And I'll go ahead and put Leslie's contact info and my contact info. If you need help, if there's something you're struggling with, if it's like life isn't, there's, you need something, you know, we'd like to talk about your one healing away. If something were to change for you, what might that be for you? Let us know, just send us a message and we can chat with you and let you know what we see that's in the way, and ways to get you what you want in life, for your health, for your life, and ultimately for your inner peace and happiness, and live how you want to live and do what you want to do. So I'll put the links in Facebook right now, and then wherever you else you spot this, and really reach out to us, and we can email you if it makes sense. We can chat with you, and if you want to work with us, of course, there's ways to do that. So
yeah, great. Well, thanks so much. I really felt my, just in doing that, I felt so much lighter. My tense shoulders relaxed and my spine straightened up. So just notice what you notice. What's different? You know, Ralph always does that. The before, we didn't do the before and after.
Yeah.
But if your body's changed, then what else has changed?
Yeah. I had a doctor talk to me this couple weeks ago, friend of ours. And she's like, Ralph, what do you do to stay young? Like, I told her how old I was, and she's like, my husband's like 20 years older, and he's not as youthful. I forgot exact words. And I didn't say this. I thought I should have told her. Well, I do the same processes I have my people do. And, mm-hmm. And so this is one of the processes that Leslie and I use. And it's a way to transform any obstacle, any problem, any despair into a way to go heal something in you. And then you get to go see life differently, and life can show up differently. So give it a try, reach out to us, and we'll see you very soon.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to click everything off, and then I'll be with you in a second, Leslie. This is good.